All right, I'm speaking with Gary Niemeyer, president of the National Corn Growers Association and a producer from Illinois, and we're talking about Corn Congress taking place on the Hill this week. And Gary, what are some of the major topics that you're addressing while you're on the Hill this week?
Well, for the most part, the corn farmers from the National Corn Growers, the delegates to our session, are all very concerned about a drought that's taking place in the Corn Belt this year.
Well, let's talk about the situation. Of course, we keep hearing about the worsening condition. You're not in one of the worst states, but you're not in very good shape in Illinois. And Missouri, Kentucky, and especially Indiana, really, really bad shape. What are the farmers saying?
Well, they're very concerned. You know, have they sold too much corn? How much are they going to have this year? How are things going to work out on their farming operation? Just a lot of those initial concerns that they are facing. And again, we still don't know what the final yield will be, and I'm sure that makes a lot of people very a little nervous. You know, we've had a continuation of almost weekly reductions of good to excellent in our crop ratings, and we're very concerned about what the future holds for demand destruction because of the higher prices of corn as well.
For the last month or so, we've been talking about the weather, and of course, when the weather hits, as far as the national media is concerned, all they care about is whether people are air-conditioned or not, and they don't really pay too much attention to the crops, but that is changing. All of a sudden this week, we are getting a lot of national attention to the condition of the corn crop in particular. How is NCGA addressing this concern, especially when it comes to food prices and the use of ethanol? Are we going to have enough corn to meet all the needs? What is the National Corn Growers' response to that at this point?
Well, in response to the amount of corn that goes into food, it's about 8% of the corn crop. So that is a relatively small portion. However, roughly 35 to 40% goes into livestock feeding. So that's a big concern. And the other concern is about the RFS, the amount of corn production that goes into ethanol. In a lot of respects with ethanol, we're very fortunate to have a tremendous amount of RINs available. And also we have overproduced ethanol to the tune of about 800, almost a billion gallons of ethanol. So we have a little bit of a surplus stock.
Well, let's talk about the farm bill, because I know that's another big concern right now. We got two farm bills, one out of the Senate that was passed on the floor, one out of the House Agriculture Committee last week that may or may not get to the floor of the House. I'm sure there's a lot of talk going on up there. What do the corn growers say about these two relatively different farm bills?
Well, we were very much pleased with the Senate farm bill because we spent a lot of time working with Senator Stabenow in preparing a policy that is price times yield to help us through our turbulent times we're going to be facing. The House bill had more of a target price aspect to it, even though it did have a PLC, which is price and a revenue RLC program. From the numbers we were looking at, it seems like the Senate ARC program is probably the most appropriate for the majority of corn farmers.
Are you getting any kind of signals from Congress of whether we may or may not get a farm bill before the current one expires in September 30th?
We have passed the Senate bill through the Senate Ag and the Senate itself. But on the House side, it has just gone through the House Ag Committee. And right now, Congressman Lucas has been talking to the leadership in Congress about trying to bring this to the floor. We're kind of running out of time. There's only about 25 days left before the break. When our members and the delegates of NCGA go to the Hill, that is going to be their request. Let's get a farm bill done now.
Well, on a personal note, Gary, I wanted to ask you, how does your crop look right now?
Well, we sure had a lot better crops, and this year we started out in great shape. Cindy, maybe about a month ago, I had high hopes for a large crop. But since that time, we've had several days of 100 to 105 degree temperature. And, all in all, it takes rain to make grain. and our yields will reflect the fact that we didn't quite get the rain. We didn't get any rain. So it'll be interesting to see. And, you know, this is one of the difficult problems we're facing right now. Nobody really knows what the final crop's going to be. If we were to get a rain right now, it would stop the deterioration, probably help the soybeans a little more at this point in time than the corn. But we're still missing that elusive rain.
Where, as far as progress is concerned with your own personal crop, are you ahead of schedule?
Oh, yes. We're at least 2 or 3 weeks ahead of schedule. I think we'll be harvesting corn probably the last week of August, and we hardly ever start before the 15th, the 10th to the 15th of September. And it's just drying down. You know, when you don't get rain, it dries down a lot quicker.
Did you plant any earlier this year?
Yes, we actually did. Our normal planting date would be around April 10th, and this year we started March 30th, and we were really done before April 10th.
And boy, that'd be great if we'd gotten some good weather from now in the last few weeks,
right? Sure would. And, you know, it's all part of farming. You know, there's no guarantees on any aspect of this. Actually, we started out in great shape. We had a 96.4 million acres of corn plantings, which was 5% larger than last year, and I think most everybody expected to have a huge crop of corn, but the weather just didn't seem to cooperate.
Well, now this these two issues tie together, the drought situation and the farm bill, because it really points up the importance of the safety net and crop insurance for our nation's farmers.
Oh, absolutely. Our highest priority is crop insurance. Helps carry us through times of extreme weather conditions, pest to the crop, and volatile markets. And that's the reason that it is so essential that you'll see all the corn growers on the hill tomorrow wearing this pin that says Farm Bill Now on it. And we need to get a farm bill. We don't need an extension. We need a farm bill now. Really and truly, we need Congress to make some tough decisions right now. We just don't need to wait, and it seems like that they have continued to put the tough decisions off to the last second. All of the NCGA corn farmers are in Washington, D.C. Our delegates are 127 delegates. Most all of the states are represented here that grow corn, 28 states, and we're going to go to the Hill and present our message to Congress. We want a farm bill now, and hopefully we're going to get a rain as well.